this. There you go. That looks a little better.
Okay,
these work. Legit. What is it?
Hey,
it's so small.
Is this thing on?
I don't know. Is it on? I don't see anything.
Uh-oh.
Wait, is that? Are we? That's live.
That's weird.
That's weird and live.
Hey! I like the little Agent Academy symbol down at the bottom. No, it looks good. I'm not arguing about it. I like it.
Woohoo! All right.
Oh my God! There's a
hello.
Hey,
I'm looking at the wrong screen.
What? Oh. Were you looking at the actual Twitch thing?
I was trying to play some sounds with this thing to see if it was working.
Oh.
And I don't have enough bits to do it, so I gotta buy some bits later, I guess. I don't know.
Freaking bits.
What are these bits? I don't know. These kids keep talking about bits and
yeah. Bats. If it's not Ustream, we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on.
That's a fun place to stream to.
That's been like a talking point of mine for a while now, by the way. When you people ask me how old I am, I say I used to stream on Ustream.
Mm-hmm. We need shirts. Ustream shirts.
That would be awesome.
Wear them to TwitchCon?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
So, we're here.
What year is it? I keep seeing that. Is that Michael saying that every time?
Yes. We're here,
So how many years ago was it? 7 years? Have we been gone for 7 years?
It hasn't been that long. It's been
five.
It will be the anniversary in October. 5 years, I believe.
Hey, all right.
Sweet.
And 10 years from when we started this damn thing.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Wait, no. Now, hold on. Minecraft had its 10-year thing last year. Didn't we start playing it right after it came out?
I think we did while they were still in beta. So I think it depends on when they officially...
Oh, I see how this came out.
2010, I think. So November 2010th is the 10th anniversary of In Search of Diamonds. So I know, and that was probably around in the episode like 20 or something. So we'd already been like playing for a while.
Yeah.
So. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Good time.
I'm gonna get the sound working.
Yeah, we'll have some sound. So this is the new place that the new hangout spot here, and we're still working on the alerts, the sounds, and stuff like that. And I guess this won't actually be a real episode as far as like what you remember a real episode being, but more like. Many announcements actually, and just kind of Q&A, and also we have a list of topics that we're going to talk about.
So it's kind of an episode.
Yeah, I guess that's
not really an episode.
It's an episode. We're calling it. Aren't we giving it a number?
I think that's a lie in the document. But we do have show notes. I don't know. We'll see what it sounds like when we're done.
I think we need
the sponsors and the comments and the excavation station ideas.
I mean, that's true. But I mean, this could be our episode zero.
That's true.
We could call it 2230.
No.
Was it apartment 22?
My wife
what was
is
that show?
Nonplussed by what we're doing.
No, shut up.
I love how she screams across the room, shut up! Like, they're going to know I'm here!
Wow. So you need to be quiet.
She's had a lot of wine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there you go. Michael said season 2. Season 2, yeah. Episode 0.
Yeah. Except that doesn't feel right either.
No.
It doesn't
what
feel
about
like...
season 10?
Yeah. That sounds impressive.
No. I mean,
snack,
you could do...
Redux.
Yeah, I don't know. Volume 2. Volume 2 could work.
Like an album. Like
yeah.
The Block album.
All time apologizes for ruining the show.
Bah, 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 bah.
Oh, I thought that was like the title you were going for. I was like, well, I don't know.
It has a ring to it. kind of wordy.
The apology tour.
The apology So, do we want to? Do we want to jump in on the action? Did you tweet? You tweeted, didn't you?
I twatted. Yes.
Oh, wait, oh, I should retweet that. That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
We'll be back in 20 minutes after we figure out this retweeting thing. Not really, but we do want to. We do have an actual sponsor, which is crazy. After 5 years, Creeper Host still sponsors the show. We have a server where we've been playing Minecraft, and eventually there will be a Shaftlands there. So we, hey, thank you, Creeper Host, for, because you weren't really getting any clicks for sure. So I got to say thanks. And hey, if you need a server, go on over to creeperhost.net, get 10% off your first month. Use code theshaftpodcast. UXR. I think they were trying to spell Suxer, but I'm not sure.
That's our code, UXR?
The Shaft Podcast UXR.
Oh,
okay.
Podcast Tuxer?
I see. I think Sucks is in there somewhere.
It could be.
The Shaft Suxers.
Hey, we just got a subscription.
All right.
Hey, sweet.
That's sweet, awesome.
Sweet. I'm going to retweet the Shaft.
I retweeted it.
Okay, here we go.
I did the thing where I told people what was going on.
Sweet.
And I think the other thing we need to mention is that the teaser video that we put out, it was created for us by Maz.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Oh, yeah. It's like I got emotional when I was watching it, and then I saw that other people were too. I'm like, it really is emotional. Like, once you see us walking up, it's like,
I'm getting chills just thinking about it. Like, when Wes turns and the heart goes boing, like, yeah! I'll get a chill, and then, like, right at the end, I get a chill. And I'm not sure if they're the same reasons I get the chill, but
Wes turns around, and chills run down my spine. He's right there.
What are we doing? But he was he came up with the idea as like as soon as I mentioned it to him, and he was like, I've got an idea, give me a couple days. And then he had it, and then he's just been like, when's the date, because he wanted to edit the date in. And then we're like, in 2 days, and he's like, I hate you.
Yeah.
So thank you, Maz. Go to Extreme Beyond on Twitch and follow. Yeah.
Have you ever dropped in on his streams? That guy has so much stuff going on. He has some really great stuff going on in his stream.
Yeah, he has awesome design. And then he has like a kitchen camera for when he goes BRB. He's like switches it to the external camera. I thought that was kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. He does push-ups.
Push-ups, yeah, that's right.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, that's why he switches it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can spend bits on that, I guess. So, I guess we just mentioned the teaser, and that's on our YouTube channel, which is up in the corner on the top right up there. So go over there.
So it's right above my head, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My hands are gone.
Yeah, it's over there.
Over there, over there. And Brent's wall of dynamite. He's gonna grief the podcast.
I need to get some neat little animations now too, now that we figured out how to do this, so I can put my own filters up and stuff.
Yep.
It's fun stuff.
I could have a neon Pegasus background too.
But like every time I come to your stream, Wes, you've always got something cool going on in the background, and when you're doing stuff, and then you're singing and going crazy, and it looks like there's a lot of fun over there too.
It is. It is. I have had a really good. My wife is making kissy faces at me. She's all cute and stuff.
Is she looking at the camera? Because I don't want to.
No, she's say over, there.
Over there.
I've been having a lot of fun streaming, and it's been an interesting experience. For a little while there, I was doing full time streaming and making pretty good money at it. It was a lot of fun building audience and stuff. But my problem right now is I'm streaming the overnight shift. And it's hard to do new customer acquisition at 4 a.m.
Right. You don't know the audience you're getting.
It's one of those things. It was funny. I got rated by Maz. Oh wait, are we doing like stuff that's gonna be in the show? I was actually gonna talk about this in the show. I got rated by Maz the other night, and for once in my entire history of streaming, my Twitch channel had more viewers than my Mixer channel. And then I got a horrible cramp in my side, and I had to quit with 100 people watching me on Twitch.
Oh, unfortunate.
Well, this is the highest we've had in Twitch since we started back, so... Big round of applause to everybody in the chat.
Yes.
Yeah, it's cool.
Maybe us later.
It's really cool seeing how many people responded to just like a single tweet in the teaser. We had a lot of people saying stuff like, you know, when I watched you, I was in middle school, and now I'm graduating from college. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's been a while. That's why I thought it'd been like 25 years since we had done the show. But yeah. I guess
it
not.
It felt like a long time.
Yeah, because it's 25 years from middle school to college.
It feels like it when you're that age.
Well, it depends who, I guess.
Yeah, it took me a little while. But I guess, should we talk briefly about what we've been up to? Like, let's do the 7-year catch-up in less than, like, 10 sentences. Something short, you know. But like, so
10 sentences.
So Brent, what have you been up to since since we were in the Dead Workers Party, I guess?
I love it. All time 13 captured it all in one statement. Brent finally got a haircut. So like, that's the thing I pull out to scare coworkers now. Do you want to see something? That's right. Don't mess with me. I can go there. Give me a few months. But what do you want to know? Like life or Minecraft?
Yeah, so life. Confusing.
Life.
Yeah. Any big milestone? Any big things that happened between then and now?
So, here's two things. My son, if people remember small Jacob, he just graduated high school. He's going to be starting college this year, and wow. It's crazy. Besides not having to finish the last part of high school because his grades were good enough, and they were like, yeah, don't come back, and we're going to pass you if your grades are good enough.
Yeah, because his grades were so good. Don't come back. Don't come back. Right.
Well, if they weren't, they would have to go to the online version, and I'm like, so I'm not really understanding why you don't just make him go. Anyway, and then my wife and I, tomorrow is our 20th year anniversary, so...
That's amazing.
Been doing that, family.
Happy anniversary. Nice.
Thank you. Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Nice one.
But yeah, I want to talk Minecraft, but I'll wait till the next episode. We're going to get more Minecraft. This isn't the Minecraft episode. Yeah.
So, after Dead Workers Party, I worked with Minecraft for about a year. After Minecraft, I worked for the New York Stock Exchange. I basically ran computer systems for the New York Stock Exchange. Then I started working at Mixer, and I worked for Mixer for almost 2 years. And then I was doing full-time streaming. So I've done a lot over the last few years. And I have three kids and a brand new puppy, and I live in Atlanta now, not Huntsville. And I drink too much and I hang out a lot.
Nice.
And I'm trying to grab the questions I'm seeing in chat so we can get to them in a minute.
Yes.
Not like not paying attention.
So, what about you, Eric? What are you doing now?
So, between then and now, I got married to Kim Fullerton, who is in the chat room. You'll see her name pop up.
Wait, was she Kim Fullerton when you got married?
No.
That's weird.
That is weird. No, and that's her Minecraft name, too, so you might see her running around the Shaftlands. We'll talk about that later. And it was actually her son, my stepson now, Isaac, who kind of, like, nudged me into, like, playing Minecraft or downloading it and checking it out. And the fact that, like, all of his friends knew who I was and didn't believe him that I was his new stepdad. I was like, really? That's really weird. And they're like, Eric Fullerton, he's not your stepdad. Go away. And he's like, no, really? He sent him a Snapchat. He was like, Eric, say something. I was like, hi. Anyway, and then he was like, yeah, man, you should do this show again. And he's always talking about that. And this was like months ago, I guess. And I just kept thinking about it. And then that's when I downloaded Minecraft again, and me and Brent started playing a little bit. Anyway, I'm getting way off the subject here. What else has happened? Started a couple companies. I work in a couple different companies in the marketing team, doing videos, editing, graphics. I'm a day trader. I've been trading daily for about 2 years now on the stock market. That's about the highlights. And I got a dog.
What's the dog's name?
Daisy.
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 We almost named our dog Daisy. Her name's Sadie.
Really? I think Daisy's a very popular dog name, because I was watching something on Netflix the other day and the dog's name was Daisy too. And I'm like, And then I watched something else, and anyway, it goes on and on. A lot of Daisy dogs out there. But this one is a special one.
Is Daisy a dog or a cow in Disney? Isn't there a Daisy, like, married to Pluto?
Daisy was a cow. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. That's like one letter away from dairy. Isn't it?
Wasn't she?
Yeah. I'm sure that's where it came from.
A dairy Daisy cow. So, what's next?
And speak of the devil, Extreme Beyond's in here in the chat.
Good to see you. Yes! We were just talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And what's next?
What's next?
Episode two, now it's all confusing. I don't know what episode is. Episode one, episode two, two, three. We'll figure it out later. But we've got a lot of stuff planned. People keep asking about a Discord. We already have a Discord. We just need to test it to make sure it's set up correctly.
Yeah, and we need to get some mods.
Yes.
Besides us.
Yes. For that and for the Shaftlands. We already have a server set up ready to get people in there to build. So we want to get some beta testers in and possibly do some builds on the starting server, and then we, like the old days, go in and blow stuff up.
Yeah,
but it'll probably be a little less, unless we get some moderators. It'll probably be almost like a anarchy chaos server that will kick people off who are a-holes, like, because we don't want that, but we don't have time to moderate it, you know what? I mean,
so right. Yep. Hey, Maz noticed. He said, y'all are wearing your Minecraft skins. We totally are. Mine's normally like buttoned up like this, the red shirt. But that's funny. We just happen to be wearing this. That's so weird.
You know what's weird is the back of mine says, I don't even know if you can see it.
Oh, yeah. Go-kart.
The Go-Kart Brothers. This is the old podcast. The new podcast after the show.
Right.
Yeah, so I had to find it in the closet, and I was like, man, that's really ratty. Like, I see why I stopped wearing that now.
So, what is next? So, yeah, the Discord. So that's going to be exciting. We didn't have that the first go around, and we're always trying to figure out, like, how do we get together and chat with people? And we kept creating these, like, chat rooms that were, like, these little HTML embed things on our website. We're, like, trying to bring people there, and that was weird. And then we'd use like the Twitch chat to talk, even though we weren't, and that was weird. And it just seemed like the world just needed a place for like chat communities, like didn't really exist. So I'm happy that nowadays Discord is around. So that's going to be really cool. And we have a lot of channels already kind of built out. There's voice channels too, so people could just jump on and hang out and stuff. And anyway, I think we added some cool animated icons and stuff too. Anyway, that's going to be cool. Love it. And then of course the Shaftlands, I guess we'll get into more details about Shaftlands later, because we have like different worlds or realms inside of it. Like each
yeah,
with
their
own.
Creeper host hears this episode and goes, "Oh yeah, we were supposed to turn them off a long time
ago." All right.
So we'll see.
Yeah. And one of the things I was going to mention is one of the realms is for building all of the things that was in the original In Search of Diamonds video. And the reason I want to do that is because I'm creating a new music video it's a remake. It's a 10th anniversary remake of the song, completely a cappella. Think of like pentatonic style, right? Just voices. And I want to shoot the video using like new stuff, like Field of Bamboo. It'd be like actual bamboo, not like fake stuff. And like, you know, like pirate ships that I sail, actual pirate ships in the game, right? So it's like, so I'm going to completely remake the whole video, and I'm going to shoot, and I'm going to build all this stuff on the Shaftland. So that's going
to
be fun.
I'll go ahead and offer my services to build a bamboo field for you.
Sweet.
I think I can handle this one.
I'll build a giant screw.
Excellent.
I'm all about it.
Someone needs to make the Dumbledore.
That's just a big picture of me. That's mean.
A big screw. Actually, there is no also.
I looked in the thing. We I'm going back because I skipped some stuff.
Okay.
We do have a website that's still in the beginnings, but you can go to theshaft.live. There's a whole backstory to like all this madness. I don't know if we've been through it like separate or together. I don't even remember. But you know, we used to be part of the Dead Workers Party, and then the Dead Workers Party just kind of split, sort of like a bunch of people said, "I don't want to do it anymore," and it went different ways. Anyway, we don't have control of the Dead Workers Party channel anymore, and we've been in talks with the folks there to see if they would be interested in selling it back to us or, you know, donating it. It doesn't really look like that's going to happen. So we started a new YouTube channel, which is just youtube.com/theshaftpodcast. And you probably saw this video there. You may not, you might have saw it on the Twitters. So we'll be putting more videos up there. And these episodes, when we do these episodes, this one may be there if it ends up actually being an episode or not.
It's totally an episode. don't discount this.
So anyway, that kind of threw a lot of stuff in the nether, and that's getting redone. So we're redoing a bunch of stuff, and that includes the website. At some point, I couldn't log in to pay for the domain name anymore because I had no access with my Brennan@deadworkers email. And so we lost it. And now they want like $2,000 or something crazy for it. And it's not worth that much to me, unfortunately. Eric really wanted to pony up for it, but I said, "No, Eric, let's just let it go." And so we came with the shaft.live. And so everything's being changed to that.
So if you enjoyed the show when you were younger and now you're filthy rich, here's what you can do.
Don't do that.
Just give us the money. Don't buy the website.
So yeah, and there's stuff there. You can go make calls. The SpeakPipe link is there, if you remember that. You can leave us voicemails there so we can play those on the next show. And that's kind of what we really want, so the next show we can roll with the normal segments, excavation station ideas, bumpers, make bumpers. JBJ Blaze probably has already made three. I pulled down like 15 from the email that he sent in previously. But also, there's a form there where you can submit ideas and other stuff too. So do it.
Cool.
And play with the fun stuff on the screen.
Yes. Also, you know, some submissions to be incorporated into the show, stuff like fan art or like weird like animated GIFs or something, stuff that we can actually like use as alerts, right? Like I was thinking, like, you know how we let other people like give us audio bumpers, but like what about visuals for the stream too, you know? Just like, let's just make this a big group thing. So we'll have a Discord channel. We already have one actually for fan art, but that would be like stuff like contributions to the show.
Note to self, make this a big group thing.
Yes. And yeah, you know, I just think that's cool. And in the whole streamy thing, I mean, we've always streamed the show, but it seems like there's so much going on with Twitch now, all these little widgets and gadgets and all this stuff like that. Like, it just seems like it'd be more, it would lend better to like having people like give us stuff to put on the screen. I don't know.
Yes.
To a degree.
Our art is not in the way of visual stuff that way. We need your help.
Yeah, we're not giving out the link quite yet, Shrine Master. We'll put it up on the site and announce it in the episode when we do go live, but we will be contacting some folks, I think, or maybe they've already been contacted. I don't know how it's running. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, I think we have to like make sure that permissions are correct and kind of like actually working, which it may not be right now. I don't know.
I'm probably tone down the alerts, because right now the server passes a lot of data to it that I think a lot of people would get annoyed pretty fast if they didn't know how to turn off alerts.
Oh, yeah. Discord's integrated into the Shaftland, so that's right, which is really cool because you can talk to people on the server. You can see when people enter and leave and stuff. That's kind of neat.
And you can go and stalk old conversations.
Yeah, I guess you could, huh?
I think we've done the first beta tester.
We have some submission links, don't we? Do we have some? Are those ready?
For the audio and the ideas?
Yes!
Yeah.
You want me to tell them what they are?
Yeah, tell them.
Okay, and we will link this somewhere good in the show notes, wherever they'll end up. If you want to do a call, you need to go to do people still say www?
They don't. You do.
Yeah. speakpipe.com/the shaft. And then for excavation station ideas, yes, that excavation station, you too can give us all your terrible ideas at bit.ly/theshaftlive.
Well, that was perfect.
Thanks. I'm working on my voice.
Voice worker.
It's really good. And we may get banned because I don't know if we put ourselves in the right category since we're not playing Minecraft. I don't know if we have to be on Just Chatting or whatever they call it these days.
That's a good question.
That Ooh. Channel over there, I think, it's is Josh. Maybe the category.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, thanks for the follows. We're seeing the follows come through. We might have a little sound effect. You know, a little something that might interact with the show, maybe. We're still trying to figure that out because this is an audio podcast, off? Too. What?
Never mind.
Yeah, random sound cues are always good for recorded content, Eric.
Yeah, see, that's the issue. It's like, but how can it be worked in? What if it was just like a little bird tweeting, like, tweet, tweet? You know, it's just kind of an ambiance kind of a thing. Maybe a little skeleton clacking. I think it should be a
really loud, boing, something that just completely obscures everything.
I think it's a different age. Like, back when we talked this show, like, we wouldn't want our train of thought to get, like, changed. But now I think it's like, long as it's not like an act, because I made the mistake of making like a 5-minute thing and it was like, okay, that was a mistake. But I think little short clips or something
would
be okay.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, I think, adds to the show. And I think people have fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
Applause, booing,
whenever Eric says something.
What about that alert sound? Remember that? There's birds in Sweden, everybody!
Well, and everybody knows there's no birds in Sweden.
I know.
totally true. But we also, going back to YouTube real quick, because it is a new channel, sort of, I'm going to post it in the Twitch chat. It's just the Shaft Podcast. But we're almost to 1,000 subs, which is like one of the things you need for something. And then we need like, I don't know, 3,996 hours of watch time. So we'll have some things to do. We're going to put some stuff up there to give you stuff to watch.
Yeah.
We just need 4,000 hours. Total.
Speaking of stuff for people to watch, aren't we talking about doing some Minecraft adventures?
Yes.
Man, those are freaking fun.
We need to know who replied to the YouTube post that I did, right? R. Smalek.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, if he's still making maps or wants to make a new map just for us, you know, well, actually, you know, I was thinking, I was looking through my old files of like, you know, like Shaft assets and stuff, like for the stream, you know, just the graphics and stuff. And I came across an old Minecraft adventure map that we played through. We recorded it. Everything is there. The raw footage. It was never edited and never released. So
really,
we have one from like 20. I think it was from 2012 or 2013. Yeah,
never seen.
Nope.
From the archive.
The reason it wasn't ever edited, because there is a reason behind it, is because the end that we didn't get to the end, because at some point we were just super confused. We had no freaking clue what was going on.
I think I remember that.
We had no idea. We liked the map. Like, it was fun. But we were just like, I don't know what to do now. I think we ended up, we started cheating, looking around, because like, okay, guys, there has to be something here. We never figured it out. We end up laughing at the map, and that was it. It was done.
That's where we've been for 5 years.
We're like, not putting that one up. Like, we didn't want to like disrespect the creator of the map. But I was like, it's been 7 years. We could probably put it out now.
But the creator of Galil, screw him.
So, yeah.
I think any map that takes someone 5 years to get through and put on YouTube is worthwhile. So we should do that.
So, yeah. So it's a classic. It happens to be a Christmas one, though. So it feels weird putting it out like in the summer, although we could, or we could just put it up this Christmas. I don't know. Either way, it's got to come out because it's pretty funny.
Wow, I'm excited to see it. Like, I was telling Eric, he did a recut of Curast, and then we were kind of watching like old adventure videos, and I swear I must have been like not there. I think y'all got someone else to play me in these, because I don't remember any of these. Like, I kind of remember it, but I'm like, maybe I saw the video on the channel. It's really, really weird. So I'm going to go back and rewatch all those.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to put them up on the new channel first so that we get those hours.
That's right. Yeah, I made a Karast promo like 10 years later. I don't know why I did, but I was just like in the editing mood. I edited down the entire Karast timeline, like the whole story, in like 5 minutes, and put all the music, the original music, in the background. And then I gave it to Brent, and I was like, hey, check this out. I just made this. And he's like, cool, but what is it? Like, what do we... I don't know. I just started editing. I don't know. So maybe we'll put that on the channel. I don't know. It's like, memories.
We could watch it right now.
We could watch it right now. Yeah, that's true.
I think I remember that map that we abandoned.
Oh, yeah?
And I remember us really, really liking it. And then we got to a point and we were like, I don't know what to do. Do you? And we spent like 2 hours backtracking in the map trying to find stuff. And then we started looking up things online like, look, let's just edit this like we never messed up. And yeah, I think I remember that map.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see. I think there needs to be a behind the scenes on it. Like, edit it with you know, how we're going to edit it, and then you have the blooper reel where we're all like, this is bull. I'm just making assumptions here. I don't know what was said.
I think a lot of people don't know how much work we used to put into those things. Like, the filming was one part, but the freaking editing was another thing. And we were stupid. We were stupid. There were people out there who were like, I'm going to play a game and put it on the internet. And we're like, I'm going to play a game and we're going to have three people on one channel. And then we're going to do 30 times as much work for 1 hour's worth of video. And surely we'll succeed with this.
Yeah.
And then magic happened.
Yes.
Yeah,
and now the worst part is we're all like, let's do it again.
Well, the thing is, I think that's a lot faster
these
days.
So well last time.
Even like the editing tools have evolved so much, and like my muscle memory for hotkeys, I think it would not be that much work nowadays editing something like that.
Well, I think we can actually do something cool with like the squad streaming, where we each stream separately and people can go between our cameras and see the different viewpoints as we're playing the adventure map, and we stream it and then we cut it together like later. But you know, the people who don't mind, you know, getting the story spoiled, Minecraft, they can watch it live, and the people who don't can watch it later when it's edited, and then we'll say if we need to ever edit them again, or if we just play them. And
you can see us, you can see Brent cheat. I said us and then changed it to Brent.
Hey, facts are facts.
The facts in life. And let's say we got a question from All Time 30. It says, what was the deal with Shaft Yogs? I guess is the Yogs Cash Shafts. We're with them a very short time. I don't know, maybe a year, and then that was kind of right during we'd been in talks with them for a little bit, and then it was just like
that's adorable. A little bit. We were in talks with them for a year. For a year.
Yeah, it was a while. But anyway, that was kind of like when everything was just imploding, exploding, both of it really, with the dead workers and everything. And so we did some stuff. Maz and I did some stuff under it, and it was a lot of fun. They were really cool. You know, they let us on the servers, and it was a lot of. I think the hard part was it was they're at a different time than us, so it was like trying to work out times to like do some cross like stuff was it was a little difficult. And and honestly, I had a hard time like reaching out to do that because it was just a little self-conscious, like trying to, hey, you know, you want to come dig some blocky holes with me?
blocky holes.
Like, I'm gonna go on the server and fly around. Like, I think I screwed up one of their videos because I was doing some stuff and filming, and I ran into one of their like builds, and they would like film, but not release it for like a month or something. And then here I go release a video where I like saw part of it in the thing. People were like, hey, he's not even bubble. And I'm like, oh crap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You gotta watch out. But yeah, no, they were really cool. And it was just, you know, they didn't want just me, I'm sure, at the end there when it's just like me alone.
Oops. Thanks for all the subscriptions I see coming through, everyone. This is awesome. Baxter, Josh, Aztec.
Oh, there's awesome. A hype train.
A hype train.
Oh, yeah.
What does mean?
I don't even know how that works because I'm a Mixer streamer.
We're about to level up. We're 6%. I'm going to go buy some bits. Y'all keep talking. I want to see what happens.
So let's see. I guess that leaves me to talk. So there are things on the screen. Oh, Michael just subscribed. Thank you very much. I like it very much.
Hype train! We gotta have sounds.
We got a hype train.
Does that really mess up the podcast when I make sounds like that?
No. No.
Hype train!
Wes gave us 100 cheers. Woo woo!
Yay! We're awesome!
Whooped. So cool.
Nice sheep.
Thanks. Just had it stuffed. Hey, that's your line.
We're going to have some cool stuff going on.
Yes.
In the streams hopefully we'll all have fun and stream some server stuff. We played the other night on Hypixel, and that was so much fun. We were
over
on stream. And so, I don't know. Does it save videos over there? Can people go over there and watch?
Yeah, they can go over to the YouTube channel. I should take those and edit them out. But if they want to watch the raw footage, they can go to youtube.com/Wes Wilson and watch the raw footage. And then I will cut the video up and we'll put it on the Shaft podcast page.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. We had fun. We found all the Easter eggs. We saw some people that recognized us. We saw some people.
Y'all are so fake. You're level one with the YouTube tag.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that were just confused. They're like, level one YouTube guy. And then they're like, oh my God, there's a second one. And a third one. Where are all these people coming from? Why are they level one? And it was like, they probably just bought their accounts, which I guess you can buy a YouTube account. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, it's an awesome freaking server, though. I can't wait to go back because last time we were there, I don't know, 1964, I guess, is probably the last time we logged in. And they only had like a few little spleef and like all the generic kind of old stuff. And now it's like modded like insane. Like there's so much. It's overwhelming almost. Do what?
They're spleefing all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. And, so anyway, we have a guild. Can we invite people?
We do have a Hypixel guild.
We have a Hypixel guild level one or two, maybe. I don't know.
We'll have to log in and see again,
but we'll be hanging out there a lot more often, I'm sure. And as we find more servers to join as well, and when we get back into the news segments and stuff like that for next episode, we'll do all of the, you know, our journeys and sightings and listener contributions.
I've got some good stories to tell of me trying to play Minecraft over the last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've got some good stories.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear them.
Excavation Station.
And we'll have some news, I'm sure, with the Nether update coming up. Yes, I know about that. Nether update's coming out at some point this year, right?
Yep.
And
what about snapshots? Are we gonna do snapshot videos again? I loved those. Those are so fun.
Actually, fun because we did some cool stuff in those.
Yeah, it was totally fun. Yeah. So can't wait to do that again. And then housekeeping. That's a segment.
And we are gonna do Minecraft Dungeons when it comes out, and you know, Minecraft Earth, you know, we don't have any experience doing ARG games or anything. We've never done any of that.
Right.
None like of us have ever made videos
in the making. The Shaft live on the phone. I don't know. We'll play with it.
Yeah.
See where it goes. Like, we could sit here and just go on tangents for like an hour, but we would rather just tell you to go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get an... Is this where we do this?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Go get a free book, audiobook on us. Just go there.
I think the last book I recommended back when we did the show was Will Wheaton reading... what was the thing that got made into a movie?
Ready Player One?
Yeah, Ready Player One. You can get that.
Another tragic death.
They're like Woo-hoo. Books that you don't need eyeballs for.
Yes.
That's their new tagline.
Really?
No.
We just got our sponsorship pulled.
So. Oh.
So, is there anything that we missed or a burning question? Do we have questions? Did you note some questions earlier?
We answered all the ones I noted, which was one, will there be a Discord? I wasn't really doing that good of a job of, there's this hype train thing that happened, and I was looking at the, it kind of got derailed. So I'm sorry about that, but I do appreciate all the people. Like, we just got another 1,000 bits things that from Strange Pan that just popped up, a bunch of subs, and we're gonna play all the subs and stuff each episode. The next episode we'll roll the people who subbed and all that stuff because we're in the works to get that in our theme. So can't wait to show that, and I really appreciate everybody for adding that stuff.
Should you tell them we have a new theme song?
Oh, yeah, well, that's right. So, yeah, we didn't play it this episode because this isn't really an episode. I mean, let's be honest. But yeah, it's a new intro. You know what? I'm not even gonna say anything more about it. Freaking new intro. Boom. Done. You'll get to hear it next episode. Yeah.
I would say I'm super like excited. Like, I really didn't play Minecraft really at all after everything just kind of went to crap. And when I stepped back in there with all the new stuff, it was like, and I've been having an just amazing amount of fun, probably too much. So
yeah, that's going to be part of my story. I've tried to play Minecraft several times too.
Hear more about it on the actual episode coming out
on episode 224, because this is 223. We're not taking it back.
The title of this is not a real episode, and
that'll bring him in.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Schrodinger's Shaft episode, right? Is it an episode? Is it not an episode? Is it both?
Yeah.
If three hosts record their voices in a Twitch channel in the middle of
the
woods.
Does it count as an episode?
Oh, man. Like, I don't want to go, but we should probably say some good stuff for next time.
We should.
Yep. We should.
I should ask crowd. Should I play out a song of a wagon wheel? That's your favorite. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's... Sharks! 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 Ow!
Oh, man.
Oh. Aren't you glad we're back?
Looks from people when you're like, hey, you want to hear these songs? And you start playing after show albums. Some fun.
Next thing you know, we're going to be talking about turkey basters and poop blocks.
Oh, no.
Yep. Poop blocks are the points, if you haven't noticed, in the channel. That's what you're getting. We're giving.
Oh, look at Aztec pulling out our emotes.
Oh yeah, nice. Yeah.
There you go.
Subscriber.
Sweet. So we don't really have a solid date for the next episode, do we? Maybe not. I don't know.
I mean,
you know, but we'll
21 plus 7. I'm saying 428.
428. Sounds pretty good to me. And so yeah, go follow all the things, and
if it doesn't happen, you know who to blame.
Yeah. We're glad you guys are back. Not us, you guys. You guys are back. So
yeah.
And you guys.
And you guys.
You guys. You guys. You guys.
Am I close enough? I can't see anybody in here.
Hey, we've all got glasses now. I just noticed that.
Yeah.
Right. Damn, we're all old.
Yes.
My glasses is kind of hard to... They mask my eyes because they're all, like, reflective and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got non-reflective lenses because, yeah.
You can get those?
They work?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get some.
I don't like. You can see the light shining, and it doesn't.
Are these? Yeah. I think mine are mine reflecting.
No, no, no.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I feel like I'm gonna get a film of you in a corner with a witch murdering you shortly.
Is that a Blair Witch reference?
Yes.
Oh, that movie creeped me out.
I've been playing Vidya game on my Mixer channel.
Bitches. It's a video game?
Yes.
I'm gonna cry now.
I think it's actually on Xbox Game Pass too.
Bitches.
I'm scared.
Me too.
You should be. It's a terrifying game. Have we gone too far?
Did we? Is this non-episode over?
Did we
finish it?
I don't know.
Cha-cha-cha.
Oh no, it started back again. We're gonna have to do another episode.
Do you guys want to wind it down, or do we want to sit here and laugh some more?
I think we should wind it down. It's been an hour and 18 minutes. I think that's a pretty good I wouldn't episode. I would say
worth of content.
If we decided to put this up as an episode, it might be enough content.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you all so much. We'll see y'all next week. Is this going to work?
I don't know. Is the stream over?
Did we go?
I don't know. It still looks like we're on. I don't understand what's happening.
Stop the stream, Eric.
This wasn't a real episode.
It is a real episode!
Bye.
Bye.